Well, it's official now. Japan is in a recession. But what I wonder is how anyone could have missed it. And what else are they missing? Hi, I'm Charles Goyette. Third quarter GDP numbers are out showing continued shrinkage of Japan's economy. For the quarter, the economy was down 1.6%. That follows the previous 3 months when the Japanese economy shrank at a 7.3% annualized rate. Two consecutive quarters of economic contraction, and that is the time-honored definition of a recession. It's actually the third recession in Japan in the last 4 years. But the astonishing thing is that the mainstream economists all seem to have missed it. Here's how the Wall Street Journal reported the news. Quote, "None of the 18 economists surveyed by the Wall Street Journal had forecast a contraction. The median forecast was for a 2.25% expansion." The Bloomberg story read, "Japan unexpectedly sank into a recession last quarter as the world's third largest economy struggled to shake off the impact of an April sales tax boost, raising the odds of a delay in a second bump in the levy. And the IMF thought that Japan's economy would show positive growth of 1.2% this year." So let's review what has been going on in Japan since Prime Minister Shinzo Abe assumed office in December of 2012. Stimulus spending, hyper-quantitative easing, purchasing power destruction, more taxation. The Bank of Japan has been buying government bonds hand over fist and in fact decided just last month to massively increase its bond purchases. And if that's not more than enough, it's even been buying property funds, stocks, and index ETFs to boost its markets. Japan's government spends 40% of the country's GDP. Government debt has climbed to 240% of GDP. And mainstream economists, Keynesian economists, same thing, think that this is a recipe for growth? As for the people, all the money printing has raised consumer prices. Wages haven't risen, but the cost of government sure has. On April 1st, the national sales tax was kicked up from 5 to 8%. Of course, with the Japanese consumer suffering this stress, companies have reduced inventories and cut back on capital investments. The tentacles of the global downturn are spreading. The recession in Japan is now evident to everybody. Declaring Europe in recession appears to be only a formality now, and China continues to slow. Commodity prices spell deflation. Bond prices seem to be conveying the same message. Trade sanctions and reprisals contribute to the economic slowdown. And yet, the stock market says that there is enough growth to sustain high prices. I suppose that all the mainstream economists agree, the very ones who missed Japan's recession, that is. Pardon me for being skeptical. For your freedom and prosperity, I'm Charles Goyette.
For information on how to order Charles Goyette's Freedom and Prosperity newsletter and more, please log on to moneyandmarkets.com or call toll-free 1-800-291-8545.